Elizabeth Elliot says that God knows the end from the beginning. He loves us, He is wise, He's powerful, and He calls us to put our faith in Him, to set our feet on that rock which will never move. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of over 20 books, including Secure in the Everlasting Arms and God's Guidance, A Slow and Certain Light. As you put your faith in the solid rock, study the unchanging word with us today. Here's Elizabeth Elliot.
It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not be afraid or dismayed. That promise given thousands of years ago by Moses to Joshua is for you and me today, for all who are willing to follow the Lord. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking again today about a living sacrifice. The sacrifice that Jesus made for you and me was for one purpose, to give us life. It's life abundant. We hear people say, I want to live. I mean, I really want to live. And, oh, that's really living. We look at somebody that's got a very fancy car or a beautiful new fur coat or a fancy house, and we say, wow, that's really living. Well, Christians know that that's not really living. Those things you can't take with you, and anybody who's tried it knows that they will never bring happiness. I remember a New Yorker cartoon with a picture of a man and woman, middle-aged, tooling along the highway in an extremely fancy car. And the wife, dressed in a fur coat, turns to her husband and says, since this lovely car has not brought us happiness, I'm thinking about recarpeting the entire house. Well, that's not the kind of life Jesus died to give us. It's life in all its fullness, life abundant. I am come that you may have life, that people may have life and may have it in all its fullness. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. That's from John 10, verse 10. When I visited a sheep farm in North Wales, I saw that the whole life of the shepherd was poured out day after day for the care of his sheep. Would Jesus, the Good Shepherd, do less for you and me, for his sheep? Yesterday I mentioned four aspects of the principle of sacrifice. The first is an offering. We do have the privilege, not just the right, not the responsibility or even the obligation, but the privilege of offering ourselves to God. Well, when I look at myself and what I have to offer to God, I'm tempted to say, what's the good of that? Or what kind of an offering is that? I don't know what you can do with this body, Lord. I don't know why in the world you would want me, let alone need me. Well, that's not my business, is it? It's my business to offer myself, just to come and say, here I am, Lord, take me, do anything you want with me. That's an offering. Now, acceptance. If I offer myself to God, I must also be willing to receive with open hands what God wants to give me. God gives us things which we don't think of as gifts necessarily. When I was single for all those years waiting for Jim Elliot, 5.5 years from the time he and I had fallen in love in college until God brought us together as man and wife in Ecuador, I had a gift that I did not really relish. It was the gift of singleness. I had certainly never thought about singleness very much until I fell in love with somebody and wanted to be anything but single. And I certainly had never thought of singleness as a gift. But in 1 Corinthians 7, I am told that marital status is a gift. If you're married, thank God for the gift of marriage. If you're single, thank God for the gift of singleness. If you're a widow, and twice I have had to learn this lesson, thank God for widowhood. This is part of the acceptance that is involved in the principle of making my body a living sacrifice. I have to accept the circumstances of my life. The hard thing that is not according to my tastes, the thing I would never choose, those are the hard things to accept. It's not hard to accept when God brings joys and pleasures into our lives. When God gave me the gift of marriage, believe you me, it was the easiest thing in the world that I've ever had to accept. I was ecstatic. Well, God never gives us anything but what is for our best. When we pray the Lord's Prayer, we pray, give us this day our daily bread. Last week, I came home from Norway, where my husband and I were on a speaking engagement. And as usual, I pray in the morning, teach me to treat all that comes to me with peace of soul and with firm conviction that your will governs all. Well, those of you that have traveled to Europe and back know that those overseas flights can be pretty tiring. And I'd had to get up at 5:30 in the morning in Kristiansund when I left Norway. Had to get to the airport, then I had to wait there, then we flew to Copenhagen. I had 3.5 hours wait in Copenhagen, then I had to fly to Kennedy Airport in New York. That was a 9-hour flight. And I knew that I was supposed to have a 3-hour layover in Kennedy, and guess what? It turned out to be 6 hours. Well, that was one of those things about which I have to say, teach me to treat all that comes to me with peace of soul and with firm conviction that your will governs all. I'm not in charge of my life. I have offered myself to God. I have determined to accept whatever God wants to give me, and I'm going to accept it with thanksgiving. Now, wouldn't it be nice if I could tell you that I managed to witness to 10 people and I gave out 15 tracts while I was in Kennedy Airport, but that's not the case. I had, in fact, even run out of reading material. I had read everything that I had taken along to read on that long flight. And so it was sitting there watching people, trying to pray, which is not easy when you're in a crowded place, thinking a little bit, but most of the time probably my mind was pretty blank because by that time I was sort of, shall we say, zonked. But so what? You know, Jesus was tired. He's been through this valley. He's been over this trail. And he asks us to accept with grace and simplicity, and even with thanksgiving, the things which we would not necessarily choose. And if we do this, offer ourselves and accept what God wants to give us, the third aspect of the principle of sacrifice is glory. Now, because Jesus was prepared to empty himself, to leave the golden streets and the ivory palaces of heaven, and the intimate fellowship with his Father in heaven, and come down to earth as a tiny little baby, because he was prepared to do that. The Bible tells us that he was given a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. One of those gospel paradoxes. Out of his self-emptying came his glory, out of sacrifice, joy. And I'm reminded of the verse in 2 Chronicles 29:27. When the burnt offering began, the song of the Lord began also. I remember how deeply that verse impressed me back in those days of longing for Jim Elliot. Somebody had pointed that verse out to me when I was a senior in college and had fallen in love with this man that I didn't think I had a chance of ever marrying. When the burnt offering began, the song of the Lord began also. And so I said, Lord, here's the offering of my unfulfilled desire. Maybe you want me to be single the rest of my life. I accept it. I offer myself back to you. And when the burnt offering began, it's true that God did give me joy. Now, that doesn't mean that there was no more longing for Jim. That doesn't mean that the desire to marry was canceled, but it was surrendered. It was a part of the material for sacrifice that God had put into my hands. Yes, that's exactly what I mean. My own longing, my feeling of emptiness, my unfulfilled desire was material for sacrifice. Do you know how to handle longings and unfulfilled desire? I don't. So instead of trying to handle them, I hand them over. And God gave joy. Joy in the midst of pain. And there's another one of those gospel paradoxes. It does work. It is real. And many of you have experienced that. I'd love to hear from some of you who can tell me specific cases where in the midst of what would be the last circumstance that you yourself would have chosen, a circumstance which involved pain, perhaps loss, deprivation, you knew the joy of the Lord, the joy which is your strength. And the fourth aspect of the principle of sacrifice is sharing. Jesus said, "The bread that I will give is my body, and I give it for the life of the world." He's given to you and me one body each, one body in which to live our lives. What will you do with it? Will you make it a living sacrifice? Will you be prepared to be broken bread, as Jesus was, poured out wine, as Jesus was? May God help us to present our bodies a living sacrifice.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Through Gates of Splendor and The Path of Loneliness, Finding Your Way Through the Wilderness to God. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.